Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
According to statistics, 5.5 million people from Britain say that when going away on holidays, they post a bragging photo onto Facebook or Twitter within the first 10 minutes of the trip. And even this morning, we were reading in the papers that we spend an average of €200 on holiday clothes to make sure we look good while away so we can take pictures of ourselves. But we're not enjoying ourselves because we're too busy trying to impress others with, you get the idea. And Michelle McMahon from her.ie joins us in studio this morning to figure it out. The holiday brag.
The holiday brag.
Is there a dictionary definition, or at least a Michelle definition?
I don't know that there's a definition, a set definition of it, but everybody's familiar with it at this stage. If you have social media accounts, you know, your day-to-day life probably isn't all that exciting for most of us, you know, yeah. Other than I had lunch and I had dinner and I might go to the gym, and please stop telling me you went to the gym. Yeah. Nobody cares.
Yeah. And yet they still will.
And then you go on holidays and suddenly it's a change of scene, and there's a picture to be taken in the airport and of every meal you've had and of the lovely beach and of your feet in front of the beach and maybe four or five social media accounts. Day in, day out for 7 to 14 days.
It's so why are you so angry about it?
I'm not so
angry.
You
are angry.
About it.
I can sense the tension in the studio.
I actually haven't. No, I did. There's certain parts of it I don't mind. I love seeing my friends take their hard-earned holidays. They work really hard for them, and when they finally get there, and I'm actually guilty of one of them myself. I'm always guilty of the airport one. You know that, like, I can have a pint even if it's 10 o'clock in the morning, yeah, because I'm on my holiday.
Do you do it?
I totally do.
Do
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Even
do
if
you?
I don't want it, I might not even finish it. But I put it there, and I will put the passport in front of it,
picture.
And I will take the picture.
Oh,
I will. Yeah,
you're
I'm
one of those people.
I'm that person.
Yeah,
no, I look. I'm going to hold my hands up. I'm guilty of that. But then I'm gone, and I shut up for the week.
Really?
You know this, like. Oh, it's the day in, day out. Here's what I had for lunch. Oh, and the worst ones are that I feel so sorry for you guys. You know, oh, tough
Monday. They say
Monday.
To you,
oh. Tough Monday, and a picture of the sun beating down at 10 a.m. and your bikini clad body by a pool. Oh, like, I'm actually looking at those pictures going, I hope a freak thunderstorm hits in about 3 seconds' time.
That is so Irish of you.
Yeah,
should you not be looking at the photo going, oh, you lucky thing. God, it looks gorgeous.
I was fine with that beforehand, but it's every day.
It's relentless.
No.
And do you think the other person is being a little bit rub the nose in it rather than going, I'm really enjoying myself. It's
well,
more,
you know,
look what you're not getting.
Look what you're not doing.
It's a psychological battle.
Yeah, I'm only having fun if I know you're not having as much fun as me. And that's the flip side. I've been on a holiday a couple of years back with a group. And it's the last group holiday I think I went on.
Yeah.
And I found that might be in subgroups of three or four people. And I've been in company where three people are just staring at their phone looking for a Wi-Fi signal when the most gorgeous scenery in the world is to your right. And you're staring down at the palm of your hand going, there's no internet here. Could we go someplace else?
Yeah, that's the world we live in now, Michelle.
Sake.
We can't fight it. It's like King Canute telling the waves to get back. We can't fight it now. That's what people are doing. When you see them. In groups, in the bars, in the coffee shop.
It's too much.
That's kind of sad and a bit lonely looking. What are the most annoying top things that people do?
The hot dogs or legs, which the internet took hold of and did a great thing with, and I really enjoy that. So this is the one where it's that you're on the lounger, you've got the bikini on, so your thighs are obviously bare, and you're taking that picture of your thighs in front of the pool.
Yeah.
So some genius at some point went, they actually look like hot dogs. And the hashtag hot dogs or legs was born. And if you go on Twitter and just look at this, it's so entertaining. It's just so much fun. So now, anytime I see one of those pictures, I'm like, hot dogs.
Yeah, okay, scoff. Okay, what else do they do?
The checking in everywhere. The checking in absolutely everywhere. Nobody else is looking for a restaurant recommendation while you're in Morocco or Tenerife or wherever. Nobody else is going to be there this evening. They don't care what salad you had for lunch. It's fine. You're good.
But they want to share.
And you know, this whole like you're a celebrity thing as well. 5-star treatment at. And yeah, okay, great. You're having a lovely time. But like, I have that bikini too. And I know we both bought it in pennies.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you're being very harsh on the. What about the Snapchat factor?
Snapchat is the devil's work when it comes to holidays, because obviously there's the story. So you can update your Snapchat story. And if somebody chooses to look at that, that's fair enough. You can have your 25 updates. But there are others who will put it on their Snapchat story, which is essentially like putting it on your Facebook timeline or sending a tweet. And then there's sending the Snapchats, which is like sending everybody on your Facebook or Twitter. I'm explaining because obviously not everybody's on Snapchat.
Yeah.
It's like sending everyone a message where they get a notification to open up this picture of you with your feet by the pool. So you might as well text them. Go, look at my feet.
Look at me.
Look how damned they are.
Look.
With my 10th filter.
What about... Oh, I see what you did there. The little scorpion kick at the end there with my 10th filter. That's what it is. You know, we could do a whole item, and I think we probably have at one point, about the WhatsApp, the politics of a WhatsApp group.
Yes.
When to enter, when to leave, when to delete, when to reply, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a WhatsApp group, and generally speaking, everyone's going to work or wherever they're going, one of them goes on holidays.
Yes.
Then you're into
Now
you're into we don't care. Stop.
We don't care. Yeah. It's have a lovely time. We'll be really happy to see you when you're back. We will ask how your holidays were, but do not update me daily. So I'm in different WhatsApp groups. There's a family one where we do send holiday pictures, but you're allowed to annoy your family and they're allowed to tell you shut up.
That's
I don't
families
care
were created.
That's what they were there for. So the last time the older of my two sisters went on holidays, she had this amazing holiday in Dubai and we got pictures every single day. I'm like, shut up, I can't take you anymore
already.
But you're allowed to tell her to shut up, whereas if it's somebody you work with, you're like, that's great, I'm delighted you're having a lovely time.
And
please stop.
But you wanted to win.
Yes, bring Toblerone back.
Or something less imaginative. the public displays of affection on holidays as photographs, whatever, about actually seeing people slurping out of each other on a train, but actually then to see the pictures. And you don't
this
really like the other
does
half.
Does my nut in. I absolutely hate them. When you get those pictures, you know, people kissing and the sunset in the background. One of you took that. You were not having a romantic moment that suddenly just got snapped and you came across the picture somewhere. One of you looks incredibly awkward with your hand half a metre away from your face. And you probably took it 10 times.
Fake book.
It's just...
It's not real. This whole thing is not real. It's a ball of smoke, honest to God. What about the timing of the holiday photograph? When do they pounce? When do they like
the Monday morning is the cruelest.
They love that.
That is the absolute worst. Yeah. It's the tough Monday. It's like, oh, hard day at the office. Oh, because nobody ever thought of that before. They're the worst. And we're all guilty of it as well when we go on holidays. If the better your holiday's better, depending on how bad the weather is at home. So if you know it's terrible at home, you're like, oh, desperate weather here as well.
But so people love that, don't they? Love that in the phone call when they call to say, listen, how's the weather? They're hoping. Especially if they're calling from a sunny country. They're hoping.
But they're hoping.
They want the rain to fall.
Or you've been on the receiving end of a phone call from the parents where they're like, what's it like at home? And you tell them it's gorgeous. And you get blasted anyway.
Sure, I should have stayed at home then. I don't know why
I
bothered leaving.
What were we doing paying to come here?
Why do we bother? So do people, I mean, are they getting ready for photographs now? Are they preparing? Or is it just, find me as you see me?
This is crazy. So this one I haven't had direct experience of, and if I do, we might have to have some conversations with my friends. But we were talking about this one and discovered that some people plan their Facebook statuses in advance. So do activities during the day with a view to what they're going to put on Facebook that evening. I haven't really done anything, so I don't have any great pictures. So I'll go jet ski.
Okay, so Facebook dictates
the activities.
Wow. That's very needy though, isn't it? I mean, the whole thing is very needy.
It's very needy. And I know people plan out outfits, you know, for the same reason. Because you can get away with very little clothing when you go on a sun holiday. You don't need a whole pile.
Yeah.
But I've been on holidays again where I need at least two outfits for every day. One for the daytime, one for the nighttime, because I can't be pictured in them twice.
Yeah. Does anyone live in the moment? I mean, does anyone actually enjoy their holiday? Because it seems like it's constant photographing and filming to the point that, you know, the whole point of the holiday is you don't do that. Just put it down.
Just put it down, yeah. And I think there should be a happy medium, because I have come from holidays where I've taken no pictures and gone, damn it, I wish I had some. Just for me, not for social media, but I wish I had them that I could look back at.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I remember what that lovely place we stayed in looked like, or that beautiful beach we visited, you know, on the last evening or something like that. But if you're taking them, they should be for you. I want to keep this. I want to put this in a photo album. I want to put it on a picture on my wall, my actual wall, not my Facebook wall.
We were in, and I agree with you, we were in Kilkenny yesterday and a woman said, can we get a picture? And she had it was a disposable with the, you know, flick on. I haven't seen one for a while.
So long.
But do you know what? It's because somebody said, oh, look at this. And I said, don't laugh. That lady is going to have 12 photographs.
Yeah.
And she's going to enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have them in an envelope. And she's going to, rather than 715.
Yep.
Which are just gone.
Gone.
Into the ether. And she might print them off. So that's what. So there's value in her little camera.
There is absolutely value in it.
My holiday brag says Anne in Cork is in Lahinch, County Clare for 3 weeks. No Wi-Fi in the house, so it was limited phone use. Excellent. We did send a photo last year. We did send a picture last year by phone to those at home. But it was of you, Ryan, and my children on the Wild Atlantic Way. All my other photos are taken by a camera for developing.
Perfect.
That's good enough for us. When my husband and I were on our honeymoon, we made a deal not to be on social media. We felt we couldn't have been having as good of a time as it looked as if we were spending so much time on media, on Facebook. And that is the way of the future.
That's a good relationship right there.
That is a great relationship saying, do you know what? We have each other. We don't need all of them.
Yeah.
You should do 100% the same now on your honeymoon.
Well, we actually went on holidays very recently and I was guilty of two pictures. I did do the picture before I left, which I've spoken about, because I was going to Turkey and I thought I was really clever and I was like, tonight I'm having turkey for dinner.
Yay! Yay.
And I posted a picture of the books I read when I got back because I was so delighted that I had done nothing else for a week bar
read.
Read
a lot of
books.
So
I put a stack of books and I did put that picture on Twitter and Facebook.
How many books did you read in one week?
10. I read 10.
10 books in 1 week. That is impressive. And your best, your favourite one of them was?
Two of the autobiographies I read. I got around to Amy Poehler's and Anthony Daly's, which I hadn't read yet, so I really enjoyed that. And then The Shock of the Fall was my favourite fiction.
The Shock of the Fall?
Really good book.
Okay, is it a thriller of some sort?
It's not. It's not. I don't know how to describe it, actually. I don't even know where to begin. Okay. But it's an excellent book.
We might
book.
Talk about that yes. later on another day because yes. We could do a summary book things. Anyway, that sounds good to me. Why would Teenage Simba?
Oh yes, okay. So the Disney characters. The cartoon characters. Talk about people admitting to fancying certain ones. Not me.
No, we were talking about Pocahontas.
I fancied Aladdin for a long time until I realised he was modelled on Tom Cruise, and that kind of ruined him a little bit for me. But in recent years, have you seen Tangled yet?
Yeah,
I love Tangled. Flynn Rider. Flynn Rider's my kind
is
of guy.
Is he your guy?
Yeah, he's my AKA Eugene. I love him.
You were quite excited talking about him.
I love Disney movies. I could not believe that you hadn't seen Pocahontas.
I've never seen. Well, I'm a man and it kind of passed me by. I love
Disney
Beauty and the Beast.
And Just Around the Riverbend. I mean,
yes.
Tune. Absolute tune. But we talked about this in the office one day and the question was basically embarrassing childhood crushes. So at that time I was talking about my predilection for WWF wrestlers.
Right.
I had a big thing for Bret the Hitman Hart. But one of the girls on our team admitted to fancying Simba.
But she
and immediately tried to backtrack. You know, was like, oh, no, I didn't.
No,
I didn't fancy
him.
We had a spiritual connection. You know, I really felt. No, she fancied him.
Well, she then is quite like Belle in Beauty and the Beast because Belle fell in love with the Beast.
Fell in love with the Beast.
Not a bloke.
Also, Robin Hood is very good looking.
Robin Hood,
who's a fox.
Well, he's a fox.
Yeah, but he's very cute. He's a fox in both senses.
How can I see? You're charmed by his silver tongue.
Yes, but they're modelled on human characteristics. I mean, he's standing up for the whole thing. It's not like he's your average normal fox.
He's
got a jaunty hat.
He's got a jaunty smile, which is even worse because that's very beguiling.
And he knows his way around a mandolin.
What's not to love? This guy, how is he not? You know. George Clooney taking notes.
Marion sorted.
Sorted. She's a happy whatever creature from the forest she was. All right. Thank you so much for that, Michelle McMahon from her.ie. That was a nice surreal end to that talking. I can see the item on her.ie, of course, of creatures we have loved. But it's nice to leave it on bestiality after a talk about Facebook. Who knew? Thank you, Michelle.